Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
After the heart-wrenching experience at Mount Moriah, quote, "The angel of the Lord called to Abram a second time out of heaven." Genesis 22:15. But what a different message this time. No longer is it about a son being slain, but about his seed being multiplied. Not about suffering loss, but of blessing upon blessings. Wait, I take that back. Let me quote exactly what was said. Quote, "By myself I have sworn, says the Lord, because you have done this thing, and have not withheld your son, your only son, blessing I will bless you, and multiplying I will multiply your descendants as the stars of the heaven and as the sand which is on the seashore, and your descendants shall possess the gate of their enemies. In your seed all the nations of the earth shall be blessed, because you have obeyed my voice." Verses 16 to 18. Actually, it is about sacrifice, and then the blessings that flow from it. You cannot have the one without the other. See the two because statements? Because you have done this thing and have not withheld your son, your only son, and because you have obeyed my voice. I love the words of E.A. Hoffman's beautiful but convicting hymn, "Is Your All on the Altar." The hymn concludes, "Who can tell all the love he will send from above, and how happy our hearts will be made of the fellowship sweet we shall share at his feet when our all on the altar is laid?" Dear Christian, would you have any blessing, any hope, any forgiveness without the sacrifice of Christ? And do you think that your spiritual enrichment will come any other way? "Come, follow me," says Jesus. "The blessings are unimaginable." But Isaac-like, the wood, the cross, must be taken up first. On the other side of death, to self, the abundant resurrection life awaits.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv. This program has been graciously provided by this station.